Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and yes, even foes in the family, I still love you. This is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House family devotional reading of Charles Haddon Spurgeon's Treasury of David. This is episode number 9. Our scripture reading for today is Psalm 2, verse 7. I will declare the decree. The Lord hath said unto me, Thou art my Son, this day have I begotten thee. This psalm wears something of a dramatic form, for now another person is introduced as speaking. We have looked into the council chamber of the wicked and to the throne of God, and now we behold the anointed declaring his rights of sovereignty and warning the traitors of their doom. God has laughed at the counsel and ravings of the wicked, and now Christ the anointed himself comes forward as the risen Redeemer, declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. Looking into the angry faces of the rebellious kings, the Anointed One seems to say, If this sufficeth not to make you silent, I will declare the decree. Now this decree is directly in conflict with the device of man, for its tenor is the establishment.
Take a break. Stand up and stretch your legs.
Now, this decree is directly in conflict with the device of man, for its tenor is the establishment of the very dominion against which the nations are raving. Thou art my Son. Here is a noble proof of the glorious divinity of our Emmanuel, Jesus Christ. Of course, Emmanuel means God with us. For unto which of the angels said he at any time, Thou art my Son, this day have I begotten thee. What a mercy to have a divine Redeemer in whom to rest our confidence. This day have I begotten thee. If this refers to the Godhead of our Lord, let us not attempt to fathom it. For it is a great truth, a truth reverently to be received, but not irreverently to be scanned. It may be added that if this relates to the begotten one in his human nature, we must here also rejoice in the mystery, but not attempt to violate its sanctity by intrusive prying into the secrets of the eternal God. The things which are revealed are enough, without venturing into vain speculations. In attempting to define the Trinity or unveil the essence of divinity, many men have lost themselves. Allow me to repeat that to you. This is very important that you get this. The things which are revealed are enough, without venturing into vain speculations. Dr. Spurgeon goes on to say, in attempting to define the Trinity or unveil the essence of divinity, many men have lost themselves. Here, great ships have foundered. What have we to do in such a sea with our frail skiffs? Shall we pray? Holy Father God in heaven, We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We praise you and we thank you for your holy word, your holy son, the Lord Jesus Christ, your Holy Spirit, and thank you for helping us to understand your holy word, to love it, to cherish it, and to obey it, and to share it with others, and to preach your holy gospel from it. Help us to be faithful to it until you come. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Now, dear friend, thank you for listening to the White House family reading of Charles Haddon Spurgeon's Treasury of David. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, here's how you can be saved from hell and walk with the Lord throughout this life and in the life to come. In that wonderful place called heaven. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Holy Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Holy Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, dear friend, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell right now as I speak. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 18:8, "Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, dear friend, that is all very bad news. But here's the good news. I have some good news for you. It's called the gospel. Gospel means good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." So just believe in your heart, my dear friend, in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe in your heart that Jesus Christ paid your sin debt that you owe God. Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins as the sacrificial Passover Lamb of God for the sins of the whole world. Jesus Christ went through hell and went to hell for you so that you would not have to go to hell. He was buried and rose from the dead by the power of God for you and for me and for everybody so that we can live eternally with him in heaven. He did it for you and me. He did it for us. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will save you. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what, you ask? Saved from hell. saved to what, you ask? Saved to heaven, to be with God, and to be with Jesus Christ, and to be with the angels and the saints of God forever. My dear friend, if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, was buried and rose from the dead by the power of God, trust in him today. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ today, and in your heart. And please pray with me this simple prayer called the Sinner's Prayer, which should be a reflection of your heart, of what you want to say to God since you believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner and I have done some bad things in my life in your sight. I am sorry for my sins, and today I believe in you, Lord Jesus Christ. Holy Father God, for Jesus Christ's sake, please have mercy and grace upon me, and please forgive me of all of my sins. Please forgive me of all of my failures and my faults, as I now believe with all of my heart in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by your power. Lord Jesus Christ, please come into my heart and save my soul from the hell that I deserve, and save my soul to the heaven that I don't deserve. Please fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to truly repent of my sins and to turn from my evil ways and to follow you in the new life, Lord Jesus. For it is in your holy name I do pray. Amen. Now, dear friend, if you believed in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried and rose on the third day, allow me to say to you, congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is believing in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my book titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a proper request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Until next time, my beloved, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you real good, is my prayer.